Welcome to the Global from Asia podcast, where the daunting process of running an international business from Hong Kong is broken down into straight up actionable advice. And now, your host, Michael Michelini.
Okay, thank you everyone for tuning in to another episode of Global from Asia. We're at episode 19 here. I'm still on the road in America, currently in Hartford, Connecticut, my hometown where I was born and raised, so it's been a great time to see old friends and family here. We also just passed Chinese New Year, and while we passed the Year of the Snake last year, now we're entering into the Year of the Horse. So I hope everybody's betting big money onto the Year of the Horse, so I'm pretty excited myself. So now that we got Western and Chinese New Year's behind us, it's time to really get rocking into 2014. Okay, now that we're getting to the meat of the show here, we have Jeff Brouwer, a Dutch businessman in Hong Kong. He's been here for many years and established a successful web design agency, Grayscale, and is also building up a new startup, SurroundApp, where I'm also on as an advisor, full disclosure. And he explains his business experience coming to Hong Kong, setting up the limited companies, hiring, getting government support, and other valuable business insights. So here we go. We are in Quarry Bay District of Hong Kong in Jeff Brouwer's office. Thank you for being here, Jeff.
Thank you for having me, Mike.
Okay, and let's just start by introducing yourself.
I'm Jeffrey. I'm from SurroundApp, a tech startup in Hong Kong that enables people who cannot read Chinese to engage with Chinese social media.
Okay, great. And that started in the Accelerator HK program. Maybe you could briefly talk about that.
Okay. Yeah. And basically, we started out with just as an idea. We were accepted in the Accelerator HK program in Hong Kong, of course, and basically went through the 3 months lean startup program run by Steve Afore and Paul Orlando. And that was great. Basically, we learned a lot. Without them, we wouldn't be here at this point in this time with our current status.
Okay, great. And your team building and maybe your experiences with local developers and designers?
Yeah, basically for local developers and local designers, I'm lucky that I have a developer as a co-founder. And she's originally from Shanghai, but studied in Hong Kong for 8 years. She's a PhD graduate. But mostly we were looking for designers, and that's a little bit hard here in Hong Kong. There are not as many students that are available, and basically also a lot of them are from mainland. And that means that they are allowed to work for 1 year here in Hong Kong, and after that you have to apply for a working visa for them. And that's for a startup is not always easy.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think having a long-term team is always, you know, if you have like high turnover and visa issues, whether they're from mainland China or overseas. How about your own story, how you came to Hong Kong?
Basically, I came to Hong Kong because of the work of my wife. She got a job offer to set up a company here in Hong Kong. And being an entrepreneur, I said, I will go with you and I'll find something. And I set up a web design company here in Hong Kong. And based from that, I started SurroundApp.
Okay, great. And so you're from Holland originally. And that's also good to note. Is there a difference? How about your investment visa? We've had earlier a podcast about the visa process. Maybe you could share your own experiences.
Yeah, basically, it isn't that hard to get a visa. Only when you apply for a visa, an investment visa, for instance, and you say like, okay, I'm going to have like 5 staff within a year, then you better make sure that you have 5 staff within a year. Because if you don't have that, then at that point, they will cancel your next application. Also, yeah, basically for that is that you have to have enough money up front to basically show that you can support yourself for at least the first year. Visa problems are always a problem. For now, basically, we are hiring through a visa agency. So they really guide us in what to basically ask and what not to ask and what kind of job titles basically we give the people that we're asking visas for. So even those kind of small things, job titles are very important in being able to get a visa.
That's great. And so I think you have 2 limited companies in Hong Kong, or how many, and maybe your process with opening up Hong Kong companies?
I have 2 limiteds now here in Hong Kong. That's as easy as it can get. It's the most easiest thing there is. If I compare it to, for instance, setting up a company in the Netherlands, where you are required to put in at least, it's now, I think, 18,000 euros as basically equity cash into the company. You can buy at that point machinery of that, but you're not allowed to take it out. So those kind of investments aren't necessary here. And yeah, it's just easy. The only thing here is that you have to have a company secretary. But if you really go into that, then, for instance, your partner or somebody you really trust can be your company secretary, so you don't have to pay for that either. All the rest is just as easy as it can be. It's very easy to set up a limited and at that point also get a bank account, etc.
So how about Surround app? Maybe we briefly talked about it at the beginning. Maybe you can give us, I know you've been through some little bit of pivots and customer validation. Maybe you could explain where you are now and your history.
Okay. Yeah. Basically, we started out as my own personal frustration that I couldn't follow people on Sina Weibo that were only posting in Chinese. And yeah, I was like copy and pasting from one app to another app, and Google Translate doesn't always give a good translation for that. So that personal frustration, was basically the motivation of Surround app. And going to the accelerator, we found out that basically we first thought like, okay, let's help businesses to do procurement in China. That wasn't really an issue for them because usually factories now have English speaking staff, or a real procurement person has maybe a local staff hired here in Hong Kong that at least speaks Putonghua. So then we basically turned it around and said like, okay, China is now converting from a manufacturing economy to a consuming economy. That means that they need products, and they also don't trust their local product, and they want foreign products. So there's a big market now for Western companies to promote the products on mainland Chinese social media, because also 50% of the Chinese are influenced by social media when it comes to new products. So that's why we set up now the Surround app dashboard. It's a web dashboard that will allow you to promote products or brands on Chinese social media without even knowing any Chinese.
And that's locally done here in actually mostly this office with your team. That's really great. And how does that work? You have your web design and your Surround app maybe.
Okay. Like I said, when I came here, I set up another company here that was a web design company, Grayscale. And basically what we do is web design for companies that want to have a good net presence, a very user experience focused. And basically we're now bootstrapping Surround app in that office. It means that most of the developers are also working on Surround app, but also the other way around. That gives a good synergy. That means also that we have a bigger team to support for Surround app, but also a bigger team to support for the clients for Grayscale. And basically it also gives them a lot of experience in, for instance, converting clients, user experience. And that gives just a good feeling. And also when we hire new staff, they can experience working for clients, building websites for clients, but also they can experience building a startup. And that's something that's really can give new staff a good feeling how it is to do both.
Okay. And I think also some listeners are curious about some benefits you've gotten as a startup in Hong Kong with maybe Cyberport and others. Maybe you could share there.
Okay. Yeah. In the end of last year, we were accepted as a incubator at the Cyberport as Surround app. That's good. They basically work on a rebate when you, for instance, hire somebody, a fresh grad, you can get a percentage of the salary back. Or if you hire a lawyer, you get, for instance, 75% back of the bill. You still have to pay the 25% yourself. Usually you have to pay 100% up and then you get 75% back. But it helps. It's not that you get like a lot of money. We in total for the 2 years that we are in the incubator, we can get back a total amount of 330,000 Hong Kong dollar. So because we're also offsite, we don't have an office at Cyberport. But that's one of the things that Hong Kong helps you with. Also, for instance, Start Me Up HK is very Invest HK is very active in the field of startups. And we have a very active startup community here in Hong Kong that helps each other. You only have to like ask a question on the LinkedIn page or on the Facebook page or send out some emails and people reply and help you. For instance, if you want like, hey, I don't have any employee contract. Does somebody has one? And then for sure, a few people will answer and send you some employee contracts. So further on, there could be a little bit more done for startups here in Hong Kong by, for instance, the government, especially when it comes to working visas. Some funding would be nice too, but for now, I think they're still doing a great job, and it's already much better than 3 years ago.
Yeah, I definitely agree. The programs and support is getting much better, and the community is definitely developed. All right, and maybe a last tip you have for listeners interested to get into business in Hong Kong or Asia from the West?
Just come over here and do it and just apply for the visa. But first start out here with your usually 30 to 90 days tourist visa. Just come over here, go to events, taste everything. For all the rest, just do it. There are a lot of people available here that want to work at startups. It's getting more and more. And yeah, there's also getting more and more availability of funding. There are some nice angel investors here in Hong Kong that even want to invest upon only ideas. And yeah, it's also the tax regime here is great. It's maximum 17% tax, income and corporate tax. So it's very easy to set up here, even if you have a low revenue count, because you don't have all those tax forms. You don't have all those VIT that you have to pay, even income tax. You just pay the employees the gross amount, and then they have to take care of their own income tax. So it's very simple, it's very easy, and because the tax rates are low, you basically can survive with a lower revenue than you would, for instance, do that in Europe or in the US.
Thank you, Jeff. And for those interested to contact you or your business, how do you suggest?
They can find my details through Twitter. That's a Jabbery handle, or Weibo, of course, is also at Jabbery. Otherwise, they can find me on www.jeffreybrewer.com.
Awesome. And we'll link that in the show notes. Thank you guys for tuning in. Thank you. Thank you, Jeff, for your time.
Thank you, Mike, for being here.
Okay. That's a wrap. Thank you so much, Jeff, for that and sharing so openly about your business and experiences. Really appreciate it. Okay. And now some listener feedback. Simon Stock, a friend of mine and also a podcast listener, we've been going back and forth in emails over the last couple of weeks about podcast and recording here and feedback, and he has this to share with everybody. So Simon says, "They are awesome and I'm definitely learning a lot. Cool to hear people's stories about how they get started and what they're up to now. Love that you drink during the show. Smiley face." Okay, Simon, yeah, you were listening to me and Chris Gormley on episode 9. And yeah, I have to admit, I'm pretty open anyway. We were both drinking some wine from 7-Eleven in China. And it was a pretty funny episode where we gave some pretty funny jokes or tried to be a little bit more funny in that show. So, you know, I think we're also going to try some interview that are more serious and maybe some more casual, like sharing episodes. I'm maybe going to even try to specify that in podcast description so people can choose if they want interviews that are more serious or maybe more like entertaining, educational podcasts. So thanks everybody. And also anybody else has feedback, let me know. And iTunes reviews are greatly appreciated. Thank you so much and have a good day.
To get more info about running an international business via Hong Kong, please visit our website at www.globalfromasia.com. That's www.globalfromasia.com. Also, be sure to subscribe to our iTunes feed. Thanks for tuning in.